Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
California relies on the Colorado River for a huge portion of its water, but that could change soon. The Interior Department has asked California and the other five states that get water from the river to reduce the amount they use. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central News line by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandolo. And Mark, our understanding is that the other states have proposed a plan for reducing water usage, but California doesn't want to sign on.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds reasonable when it's presented, sort of in that way in those other states. They say there's a shortage of water. I mean, a combination of enormous growth in the West and global warming and droughts, which are connected, means that there just isn't enough water coming off the Rocky Mountains through, you know, the many states it goes through, all the way down past Southern California, down into Mexico. The river is drying up, and drying up so much that in places like where the Hoover Dam is in Lake Mead, there, which is the Colorado River, you know, bodies have been discovered because the water level had shrunk so much that bodies deposited there decades ago by who knows who are suddenly washing up. This is a huge problem for California, which relies on this water. So the other states, the federal government gave them a deadline until the end of January. I think they have until today to actually submit a plan to reduce their use of water, to work it all out. And the other states all got together and they agreed. The problem is California says, look, we have the water rights before most of these other states. I mean, it starts in Colorado. They have water rights because it flows off the Rocky Mountains near Denver. But California's water rights on paper are legally much better protected than Arizona and New Mexico and Wyoming and other states. So, you know, an equal reduction would have a much bigger effect on California. And they say the water is legally ours. If they don't reach this agreement, and it appears they definitely won't, the federal government's going to step in, and no one knows what's going to happen. And it's not just a matter of those Southern Californians are going to get, you know, crummy drinking water from now on. We're talking about a major, major, enormous impact for San Diego, for Los Angeles, which relies on it, which will put pressure on them to start taking more water from Northern California and the snowpack and the Sierras that San Francisco relies on. It also means that the Imperial Valley down near the Mexican border, where, you know, lettuce and asparagus and broccoli, feed the nation, prices would skyrocket because without water for them to water their crops artificially by diverting the Colorado River water, there's going to be an awful lot less agriculture.
Well, it's something to watch. Thanks so much. That's KCBS political analyst Mark Sandolo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.